I remember a conversation with my dad when I was a bit younger, when he said that if I won the lottery, the last thing I would ever do is to let other people know that I'd won the lottery. So we always, it is sort of as a theoretical question, was that we worked through the idea that if I won the lottery and it was, say, £1 million, and I won £1 million, I'd put £100,000 and I'd tell people that I'd won £100,000. I'd be quite happy with it. I'd go out and I'd sort of impress all my friends, and I'd have sort of a little bit of a party to say that I'd won £100,000, and then I would keep £900,000 and I'd keep it to myself, and you'd just sort of secure your future. Because £900,000, it doesn't sound like much, but it's an incredibly large amount of money. So the idea is that you try and help the people around you. So you want to say, Dad, like your mortgage, like the money, like anything you want, Just look at me. You give him a wink, and you say, "All of that money, don't worry about it. It's all sorted." So you want to have £100,000 that you impress your friends with, and you've got £900,000, and you try and think what to do with it. So you've got £900,000. You want to spend £100,000 on impressing your parents and saying, "Listen, I got a really good job, and just so that you know, sort of, you don't worry about a thing. I'm gonna help you out with the mortgage, and then." Beyond that, I just think people want to live a normal life, because the kind of people that win the lottery are the kind of people that eventually end up going back to wherever they started from. Because the kind of people that play the lottery are not the kind of people that know what to do with money. So the trick is to try and pretend that you've won the lottery without having actually won it. So you have £900,000 and you go around, and I think, to be honest, because I'm too young and because I'm a bit of an idiot, I would end up spending it all on something stupid and having maybe 10 years of my life where I lived as if I was some kind of king, and then going back to being absolutely normal. But I think that's how I'd want to live my life. Personally, if I won the lottery, that's what I'd do.